Whether you identify with having a disability or impairment, a health condition, or are disabled, there are people wanting to collect your stories and document your process, your life, your experiences in light of the pandemic. A lot of it is living in the social media verse. When we talk about representation in the media, it's not just about TV shows and movies or even social media. It's also about journalism, and it's about the ways that privately, within our communities, or publicly, we document. Please check out this fantastic transcribed podcast interview on Off Kilter with Rebecca Vallis, where she talks to Alice Wong, Ari Ne'eman, and Sam Bagenstos. It's called I Will Not Apologize for My Needs, named after Ari's essay. You can also read an ongoing series of essays by disabled people on the Disability Visibility Project's blog that looks at disabled oracles, fat phobia, ableism, community, and much more in light of the pandemic. But note, none of it's new. It's just amped up, particularly our fight against eugenics, the philosophy society is actively advocating when we either say we should or write actual policy to mandate that we let sick, disabled, and elder community members go first. Leah Lakshmi Pyepsnasamarasinghe released the exceptional book, Care Work, Dreaming Disability Justice, in 2018, and I hope that people can get this book, especially from a local bookseller instead of Amazon, if at all possible for you right now. And in the same lineage of community care, creativity, and CRIP wisdom, Sandy E. and Catherine Haupt created the Disability Culture CRIP and Ally Care Exchange, which this podcast episode is all about. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/disabilityculture CACE, and on Instagram @disabilityculture_CACE. Once you visit the Facebook page, it takes you to a questionnaire to sign up to participate. Here's a picture of Sandy and Catherine living their best lives inside a recipe box to demonstrate how fun this exchange can be. The image description is courtesy of Sandy and Catherine. This is the picture. A smiling Taiwanese woman with two fingers on each hand holds a big cartoon piece of cake. A smiling white woman with a tortoise tattoo is wearing a cupcake hat. The two women are popping out of a vintage recipe box. And DisArt in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is collecting and archiving disabled people's experiences during this time of social distancing and isolation. The organization is pairing with artist Oakley Tielli to create My Dearest Friends. You can submit written, audio, or video observations that detail your experiences with, reactions to, and ponderings on our current COVID-19 reality. Oakley will create illustrations for the submissions. Check out what has already been posted on the DisArt Instagram @MyDearestFriendsProject. To submit, send your submission to hello@disartnow.org and start it with, quote, My Dearest Friends. All the details about what and how to submit are in DisArt's My Dearest Friends page. There's a link in the blog post to a downloadable transcript of Pigeonhole Podcast Episode 26.